Our defensive line, obviously, if you look throughout the the depth chart, I think everybody's getting ready to go for Jacksonville. I have no concerns.
So that you're playing a bunch of young guys as depth, that's you're comfortable with that at this point?
Yes. We're excited about the opportunity in front of us. We got what we needed to see in the preseason and how we're going to utilize our players. And as we prepare the game plan, we're 2 days into it. We'll get to practice everything today, almost normal down distance, third down and red zone. So our young defensive linemen are ready to go. Good point. We have more time, so we have more time this week, and those guys are very diligent. There's a lot of time that our specialists just in a normal week spend down in the Hudson Center preparing. So that'll be no different this week, and obviously starting today, practicing on a Tuesday, gives us an extra day.
What do you think is the outlook for Trevor Davis in the shoulder?
Well, as far as Trevor's availability, we're still working through that. I think he'll be challenged to make it this week, but I'll have a clearer picture for you tomorrow. I mean, really, I didn't even meet with the medical staff today because, as we know, the medical report for our team will be the updates will be released tomorrow.
Like, is there a difference after this break and the roster reduction and the preseason behind?
Absolutely. I mean, the first day on the field, really the first day in the meetings, you can feel the vibe in the meetings yesterday. Each and every year, the 48-hour period after you formulate your roster is a tough time. I mean, there's personal relationships you have to take into account. So it's the same every year. Because somebody in the locker room, or someone in the coaching staff, or support staff, personnel department, there's relationships there on every level. That when change happens, you have to you give people their space. But Monday we had the team meeting yesterday at noon, rolled into our special teams, and we really got a jump start on installing normal down distance, start down, and then we put the red zone in this morning. And today will be a ton of energy. I mean, these guys haven't practiced since last week with their time off over the weekend. So this historically has been a very energetic practice.
Mike, is Jake Ryan ready for full-time O-line physically and then?
The projection for Jake, coming off last week would be that he would be ready. But, once again, I'll have the details of everybody tomorrow.
Mike, how do Jordy Randall compliment?
Randall and Jordy complement each other. In fact, number one, they're excellent football players, but I think they're wired very, very similar. In the fact that they can play multiple positions, but have a complete understand of what everybody else is doing on offense. I think it's important when you're training and developing your players, and it's refreshing when you see your veterans emulate it and take it to a whole different level. They not only understand, what to do, but why we're doing it and how it all fits together and how it affects the opponent, how you're attacking the opponent, why you're attacking the opponent that way, and the adjustments off of that. So Jordy and Randall both have obviously an excellent understanding of our offense, and they're great role models for our younger players.
With Becky in Miami a couple of years ago, it was pretty hot. I think it was one of the hottest.
I would say we're better prepared this year than the last two Miami experiences. Really, the last one was tough. My memory of the first one was probably even tougher. We had some injuries. In that game, we lost Chad Clifton right before game time. Our defense, I can't recall exactly when we were strained there, and that game came down to a 2-minute drill. So. That was difficult. This is going to be hot. We understand that. But the comparables of our summer versus the summer in Jacksonville, We laid it out for our players today. You know, our nutritionist, you know, Adam Corzine, just went through a presentation, and the fact of the matter is it's been 6 degrees warmer there than what we trained in the past 5 weeks for our training camp. So we've been training in an environment that's similar to what we're getting ready to go into, but in the same breath, we got to make sure we take care of the hydration. And in our schedule, the way we're going about the schedule this week is all done with the focus on making sure our players are rested and hydrated going into this contest.
What do you think of their passing game? They've put up a lot of numbers last year with Bortles and
Morgan. Good numbers. I think you're definitely – it's really a microcosm of how I view their football team. I think they've been a young team that's, you know, that's getting better, that's improving, and I think they've, you know, they're ready to take the next step. I mean, this is going to be a confident football team we're walking into. So very talented. And, you know, their passing game is a reflection of that.
Defensively, are they a bit harder to prepare for? There's a lot of new faces there.
Yeah, anytime you have the new faces on any unit, offense, defense, or special teams, you have to really pay a lot of attention to the preseason video and just more focus on the matchups. Schematically, as we know, uncommon looks are you know, will make up probably close to 30% of this game being played. That's the way we've always approached it with our opponents. So we're preparing for uncommon looks and, you know, things that we anticipate that they'll try to do against us. And that's really a product of, you know, extensive self-scout and things that challenged us last year. So it's a well-coached football team. They play a lot of energy and playing in a hot environment, and we're looking forward to it. Well, domes are, you know, domes are a challenge too. I mean, it's you got to really watch your hydration when you go into a dome, particularly with, you know, with the air and the components of that. We'll talk about that next week. But yes, substitution patterns are very important. And frankly, you know, our defense working against our offense, and, you know, the component of no huddle, 2 minute. That's why we do so much of that drill work. That's something we're working on all the time. So it's really not as much the coordination, because it's a part of our everyday training. It's, you know, it's just really staying fresh and staying healthy and rolling your guys in.
Where do you think you are with your return game compared to a year ago? And you have a lot of guys that sort through. Don't you?
Do you
really have a good feel?
I agree. I think our return game in the preseason, you know, the focus was really on, you know, the second level blocking, sustaining of the blocking. I mean, we've spent a ton of time in the drill work of that particular, you know, those fundamentals to improve that. But yes, we've had a number of returners work throughout the preseason. So this will be an important week in how we rep those guys.